this place. A perfect picture of a hopeless case. 'Cause somehow every now and then the whole world just comes crashing in, till it seems like every breath of hope has died. September morn, when the towers fell and all our hearts were torn, like the story of the man from Galilee, they were as innocent as could be when the darkness came. To take our hope away. Hope is alive, hope lives on. Hope's not dead and hope's not gone. Just like a heart that beats in the night, there's still a beacon shining bright. When we are waiting, so strong. When there is silence, hope gives a song. Out there in a world that seems so wrong, hope lives on. Out there in a world that seems so wrong, hope lives on.
Welcome to Hope is Alive, and we are coming to you live this 20th of April. And Mr. Cox, I believe we have you on the line. Good evening.
Good evening, Richard. Blessings to you.
And to you, sir. And Chris sent me a text. He's, I think, traveling and wasn't going to be able to make it on tonight, so I guess it's just the two of us. And I know you've got a couple people scheduled to call in. And we'll sure bring them on. We've got the telephone ready for them.
All right, sounds good. And, you know, to start out, what's been going through my head just before the show here was that amazing scripture. It's amazing, totally amazing to me, which is John 14:12, where Jesus said, "Believers, he that believeth in me," he said, "the works that I do, he shall do also." That is such an awesome passage. I have to read that over and over. Who, little me, do the same works of Jesus? I'm a believer, but that's for all believers. It isn't just for any one person. It's for believers that in his name we are to do his same works. Is that awesome or what?
It is. It is. It's a wonderful thing that I've noticed in the years in the ministry that's one of the verses that many people, they don't understand. They simply don't believe it because they don't understand it. And it's just like you said, Mr. Cox, do greater things than Jesus Christ, who walked on water, who calmed the sea, who raised Lazarus from the grave, who cast out demons, who did all these things,
yes,
who overcame death. We're supposed to do greater things just because we believe in him.
I know.
And
it blows me away.
It does. And the answer is yes. Now, we may not understand it 100%. We may not have the full understanding that Christ has of it, but he put it in a language that we could understand. And so,
And the question is, what did Jesus do? Well, that's not too hard to figure out. When we read the New Testament, he certainly cast out evil spirits. He healed the sick.
Yes.
He did so many things, and we have to keep reading that scripture for it to sink in, Richard.
Amen.
But what it's saying is we're to be speaking directly to these problems, to do the same works of Jesus, casting out demons in his name, healing the sick in his name, glorifying our Jesus. So it's an awesome thing. It took me 44 years before I started realizing that passage and what it means, even though I was born again when I was 13. But I'm seeing the reality of it more and more as we move in our ministry.
Amen. Amen. And I would have to agree with that. We are seeing it more and more as well. I'm reminded of the message in the gospel about, and we talked a little bit about it on the Wednesday night prayer meeting, about when Christ, tells his disciples, and he's speaking to the crowds, he says, you understand the weather. You see the sun is red in the evening and you got a storm coming or whatever it is. You can recognize the physical signs, but you don't recognize the signs of the times. And, we see the evil growing all around us. We see generation after generation coming up, not knowing God. Some neighbors down the road, and their young daughter is wanting to get married this summer. And her and her fiance, I had a chance to talk to them last week. And, they haven't been raised in the church. And I told them, I said, now I'm going to talk to you and give you a little advice from a Christian perspective. Just so you know going into that. Because, you tell some people that, and they are highly offended at that today. Because we are in the days that evil is called good and good is called evil. And so I was glad that they were willing to, accept some Christian counsel with their upcoming marriage. And we're going to continue to hopefully do a little bit more as before summer with this young couple. But we see that all around us. And so, it goes hand in hand that, what we read in Ephesians is certainly, happening with us today. That we battle not against flesh and blood. Sometimes we have flesh and blood battles, and sometimes the things that we battle manifest themselves in flesh and blood. But I know it's in here somewhere, isn't it?
Well, it's Ephesians 6, 12.
There we are.
And,
I'm over there
and,
now.
In that passage, Paul was speaking to Christians when he said that.
Yeah.
And, that we wrestle not against flesh and blood, but against principalities and powers, rulers of the darkness of this world, spiritual wickedness in high places, obviously the demonic realm.
Yes.
So he's warning the church, and the church needs to be warned today. It's kind of waxed down, I would say, over these years. In fact, is when you really think about it, we haven't done that good a job on the scriptures, considering 2,000 years has gone by. We should be doing what we're commanded to do a lot more than we are. That's pretty clear.
Plenty of room to grow, plenty of room to advance. The harvest is ripe, And God's calling his laborers, though. It is. It's encouraging to hear the people that call in on this program and some of the other programs that we have on the Scriptures for America Worldwide Broadcasting Network, and to be able to speak to some of the people. You know, we have a baptism that we're setting up in Ohio right now, and that looks like it's going to bring probably three different families together, you know, for fellowship, three different Christian families, and that's always a good thing. And the praise reports that we get on this program, as well as the prayer meeting program, it's encouraging. It lets us know that you know, God's not done with us yet, and we need to continue on. We need to just continue on in the battle.
Well, it's picking up in momentum without question, Brother Richard, and of course the media, what we have available to us today, while the devil uses it also, nevertheless, we as Christians have these amazing communication facilities, just like what we're doing right now, and people listening all over, even in other countries, via shortwave or the internet, for that matter. It's amazing when you think about it. So we're able to spread the good news of the gospel and what scriptures, like we were just focusing on, that John 14:4 really means. And Mark 16:17, of course, is another one that we hang our hat on at Deliverance Ministries here in Oklahoma City, and that is where he said that he commanded believers in his name to cast out evil spirits and to heal the sick and a number of things. And of course, there's people all around us, and including Christians, in fact, probably especially Christians, as we've learned, Christians are the targets to the demonic. Not that we can be possessed, anything like that. Our spirit man is totally secure, but these evil spirits hang out in the body area and torment the soul area, mind, will, emotions, and that's going on all around us. And you can recognize these evil spirits typically by their function, like fear and like panic attacks and anger and rage, temper, violence, depression, all kinds of addictions, compulsions. It just goes on and on that we find the average Christian we minister to will usually get free of around three dozen spirits. And we did 716 exorcisms last year in our ministry, one-on-one, using a minister's trained ministers. And we did 17 cases Monday night. I did one yesterday with a 16-year-old young lady, and the Monday night case was a heroin addict, alcohol problem, and he's just 23, was ruining his life so far, but he had wonderful ministry, and I haven't had a chance to talk to him since Monday, since it's just been a couple of days. I always follow up in a few days or a week. But so typically people get free by casting out the evil spirits that are connected to those problems, and they get free in one evening, many of them. So that's our Jesus. He gave us the tools, gave us the power to deal in it. It's just most Christians, including myself, I was 44 before I got introduced to this, but I praise God somebody shared it. So here we are sharing it. Amen, Richard?
Amen. And you know, being able to share it with an untold number of people at this point in time. You know, the messages that go out on the shortwave and on the internet and to the audio satellite, and there's a phone number you can call and listen to the program. And so there's untold thousands that are able to receive the gospel message, that are able to hear the reading of the word and to hear testimonies like you have on the programs and things like that. And you know, those are great works. They are. It's part of fulfilling that great commission in getting that gospel out. But you know, just as we put out throughout this ministry, that yes, we are to believe, and then once we believe, then we are to live our life according to that belief. And that means doing certain things, but it also means not doing certain things. And we have a book of instructions. If we would read it and follow it, we'll certainly be blessed. And that's for any people, any
Amen.
Nation. And it's been proved, you know, throughout the last 2,000 years of history, as this Bible, this Word of God, has been translated into almost every language and taken to the far corners of the earth. You know, when all people, what is it the Bible says? Blessed are the nation whose God is the Lord, and that is, of course, the Lord Jesus Christ.
I think it's such interesting reading in the Old Testament, in Kings, and it's so clear that who whenever there was a king over a nation, and God was their way, they would prosper.
Yes.
And then finally that king would die, and another king would come on, and he would worship the idols, and that nation would go down.
Yes.
Well, finally, generations would pass, and here's another king that worships God and makes him the Lord of the nation. And then they prosper again. Well, that pattern is pretty obvious, isn't it?
It is. It is. And, you know, we counsel with people and let them know we may not have that kingdom in its, and we don't, in its fullness here in this once what was a fully Christian nation. But you can sure have it in your life. And that's where it starts. You know, it starts with you. It starts with me. It starts with our brethren, with Chris and Ralph and John. And that's where it starts. You know, as for me and my house, we will serve the Lord. You know, we'll stand with the apostles and say, well, you know, you tell us to do this. Should we obey God or man? We must obey God. And when
Amen.
We do, we may
well,
be...
We have a kind of a kingdom ourselves,
yes.
You know, our little kingdom.
Yes.
So if God, if the Lord is over our house, then we can expect these blessings.
Amen.
And now, of course, being on this side of the cross, we can expect the blessings of the new covenant, even better promises.
Yes. Yes. Amen. Amen. Well, I've got your book here. I know you've got a caller calling in, and... don't have him on yet. I think it's Gerald, so I don't know. It's a little bit after. Maybe he'll give a call or Patricia, but we'll sure do that. But we do carry your book, Doing the Supernatural Works of Jesus, Proven Steps of Deliverance, Healing of Emotional Wounds, Physical Healing, Baptism of the Holy Spirit, and How to Stay Free and Heal. And it's available here. It's available at the ministry website, and I never write that down. Chris always has it memorized. My apologies.
It's deliveranceusa.com.
Okay, deliveranceusa.com. So we encourage you folks, if you're listening in, if you have the internet, to visit that. If you don't, we have the book available, and it's available there at the website as well. And
I might mention, Richard, it's not just a book. It is a book manual.
Yes.
With the proven steps that we've learned over these years, in my case, 38 years of doing this kind of ministry. And, of course, I'm full-time in it. And we have learned a lot of things through the decades. Like anything else, if you keep doing it, you ought to get better. Well, we have. And when we finally start learning about the doors that can allow evil spirits to come in to torment Christians, and then I start putting a prayer together to close those doors before we actually get into ministry, well, that makes all the difference in the world. In the beginning, we didn't know about doors, and we would just figure out the likely names of the demons, which is basically pretty simple in most cases. Because you just know the name, the likely name of the spirit by what it is trying to do in the person. And anything that's overboard, out of balance, reoccurring, and tormenting puts it into that category. And so if a person has a problem with fear, then like that, it's very likely it's the name of the spirit. And of course, we'll usually find not just one spirit of fear, but like 8 or 10 just fear spirits.
Yes.
Fear of this, fear of that, you know, fear of rejection, fear of being hurt. It just goes on and on. There's all kinds of fear spirits out there. Fear of the dark, fear of heights, even fear of flying. I mean, we dealt with all those as evil spirits. And after ministry, the person doesn't have the problem. And, of course, anger and rage is extremely common, even generational. That often is a generational curse coming down the lines. And we can break the curse because we have all power, Luke 10:19, given to us in Jesus' name. And we can break those curses, and then we cast out the demons of the curses, which would maybe be anger as we speak of this. And but my goodness, there's so many different problem areas that people have. And most any congregation in a church would have problems going on in their lives. And as we've seen, there's usually about 3 dozen that are there. Well, imagine those 3 dozen gone. Who's left? Well, it's the real person. Now able to go forward using their God-given gifts, moving forward in their destiny and their ministries, and in achieving what God wants for them to do and to have in their lives. But these demons will block Christians' lives, and they're doing it all over the place. The need is huge. And so, you know, it's kind of frustrating from our standpoint to see the reality of this. And so, and see so little of it happening, just like that young man with the heroin problem and alcohol Monday night. He's so typical of many. We deal in that about every week.
Yes.
And but praise God, they can get free in one evening, many of them. Sometimes they have to come back. It varies with the person. But usually the stronger spiritual base they have, that easier it is to do ministry with them as well.
Sure. Well, I know the Bible tells us, Jesus Christ said, I came to bring life and life abundantly. So you have that on one hand.
Yes.
And so anything in my life that is abundant life, it is of Christ. But it's not. And we and I think many people forget that flip side. If when you're not having abundant life, well, that's not of Christ. And he said, I came to bring that. And for his people, for those that believe, those that obey his word, those that have done what his word tells us to do, we should have that abundant life. Doesn't mean we won't have trials. Doesn't mean we won't have troubles and storms and those type things. We're to rejoice always. And Romans 8:28 is there. He works all things for good for those that love him. And so we
and
should
we'll
have that.
Tribulations.
Yes. Yes,
we'll
we will.
We'll have tribulations, but through him we overcome.
Amen. Amen. And
hallelujah.
That's how we learn to overcome. Is through obedience. But you, like you said, so many of our people, and you look in our society today, our society is not joyful. The late Pastor Peters used to talk about that. He'd go down and just sit on the sidewalk, like down in Fort Collins, and just watch people walk by. And you can do this. Just watch people walk by, whether it's at a mall or outside on sunny day, and look at people's faces. And there's no joy. There's no joy there. There's no...
That. And you can usually... you can tell so often, even those that are born again or not born again.
Yes,
But then a certain number of even the Christians will look depressed.
Yes.
And they're likely to have their 3 dozen some odd spirits there. Many Christians never get this kind of ministry we're talking about called deliverance. They live their whole lives coping with their 3 dozen spirits and never really living life abundant like we were talking about.
Yeah.
That's why Jesus, I see it now, that's why Jesus so clearly commanded believers to cast out evil spirits, like in Mark 16:17, because most people have got them. And so we got a big job to do. Amen. We need a huge army. We have about 30 trained ministers at our ministry. There's probably a few more. Not everyone comes on Monday night. They don't come every Monday night. Some are pretty faithful about coming. But normally we can handle about 15 to 17, 18 people that come for ministry and have a minister for each. So it's a challenge. And so all Christians can learn to do this, and that's why in the book it has the steps in it that we've learned all these years doing the supernatural works of Jesus available through Scriptures for America here. And I would recommend Christians get this and start learning these proven steps. I wished I had had something like this in the beginning to have followed. What a difference it would have made. Because like I say, we didn't even know there were doors. We just thought we'd figure out the names of demons and come against them. Well, ministry was extremely hard, and we didn't always do well. And we had heavy manifestations often compared to today, when we hardly ever have heavy manifestations. Most people Monday night just yawn, cough, or burp. I had heard the usual stories at the end of the evening. People saying they feel lighter, and they said, I yawned them out, or I coughed them out. It's pretty typical when these spirits come out, but they feel lighter when these three dozen some odd spirits are gone. And of course, again, it's the real person that's now there, able to go forward unhindered. And that's our mission. That's really the mission for all believers. It isn't just for deliverance ministries. Jesus said all believers were to do his same works. So we hope to spread the word more and more, and certainly this radio show is helping that, getting in so many far distant places as it is through shortwave and the internet.
Well, praise the Lord. Praise the Lord. And I have heard, I'll ask a question while we're waiting on a caller. I have heard y'all mention on these Wednesday night programs, as I'm usually just sitting here in the background, and that's fine with me, about, see if I can word it right here, about that Jesus will allow you to hold on to some of these things as long as you will. And I'm reading through the book. I've got one here, but I don't know that I've covered that. Maybe I've missed it, but something along those lines.
Well, yes. God will not go against self-will, Richard.
Okay.
You know, we're all entities of free choice. We're actually made in God's image, and we can choose anything, just as some people choose witchcraft. And hopefully they'll choose Jesus. But we are entities of free choice, and we run into people that have their demons, their family wants them to get free, and we have this happen from time to time. Someone is brought that doesn't want to change. They bring them to our Monday night session. Well, we can't always know that in the beginning if somebody's there. And when I place a minister with them, it doesn't take them too long to discover that person does not want to change. And it's not going to work. You cannot force it on them. Now, the exception to that would be minor children.
Sure.
They're still under the spiritual authority,
yes,
of their parents. And in fact, we've often seen as parents get ministry, often the children get delivered automatically without even being there. We see that quite a bit. We had some parents come with that idea this last Monday and got ministry where their children needed it. And that often works.
Praise the Lord.
Always amazing to me, but that's the way the spirit world operates. So, though, yeah, we're entities of free choice, and we can choose anything. I love the scripture in Deuteronomy 30:19, where we read that where God has put before us this day life and death.
Yes.
Blessings and cursings. Therefore, choose.
Yes.
And he says, choose life.
Amen. That's
which is obviously the better.
And that's
so what's amazing.
Absolutely. And that's Jesus Christ right there.
Amazing to us, Richard, is some people do not want to change. They are choosing life. They're not choosing life. They're choosing death.
Yes.
And they're choosing cursing.
Yes.
It's so strange. Of course, they're so demonized, some people, that it's hard for them to make a real decision, nevertheless. But we are entities of free choice. We're not puppets, as we all know,
right.
And we can choose whatever.
Right.
We can choose Jesus, which is the greatest choice to make in our whole lifetime.
Absolutely. And, you know, we see that throughout the Bible. It was, you know, Elijah said the same thing. Choose you this day. If God be God, serve him. If Baal,
amen,
serve him. And unfortunately, like you said, many people have said, oh, well, I like what I get from Baal. We've heard that. I have heard that from people. I like what I get from that. I don't want to give that up. Not saying Baal specifically, but knowing it's directed at an evil spirit, at an ungodly spirit, at a whether it's a spirit of rebellion or witchcraft or whatever it is, no, I don't want to give that up.
And you can bet they're not happy campers.
No, they never
are. Because they're going to have all kinds of problems.
Right.
They have all kinds of other problems going on in their lives.
Yeah, they are not.
They have a wide open door.
Yes, they are not experiencing that abundant life that Christ tells us about it. Their joy is not made full, I can tell you that. It's not. They may think it is. They may tell you that it is, but it's not. And
yes.
So yeah, there plenty, still plenty to do. Still plenty to do.
I got a text from one of the ladies. It was there Monday night, and of course I'm on my cell phone and I can't read it at the moment. But basically, she said, because she texted me a question, and then I said, well, how did you do? And she said it was mind blowing, is what she said, and that. She just had tremendous ministry, and she was on a fantastic high. And that's, and of course, we as ministers, we're on highs too when we leave Monday night, because it's so awesome and so fulfilling to see God use little us.
Sure.
And cast these things out of people and then see their lives turned around. What's amazing, and we see this over and over, people look younger, 10, 15 years younger. So often, it's like the wrinkles go out of their face. And you know, let's talk about it. When people are depressed and they have a lot of bitterness on them,
mm-hmm.
which of course is one of the biggest of the doors, the unforgiveness, bitterness, and hate door. When they're carrying that, this horrible heaviness is on them, and they are depressed themselves. And you can see that in their faces. Well, after all that's gone and the related spirits are cast out, they look like a different person. We see that over and over. So, praise God. It's awesome to be in His service. Amen.
It is. It is. Nowhere else I'd rather be, that's for sure.
Yes.
Nowhere else.
Well, I don't know if you gave the number for anyone to call in.
Yeah, I'll sure give it. We have the phone lines open, 307-745-5913, and those numbers are good for the live program. And looking here at the board and just haven't seen any calls yet, but 307-745-5913 if you want to call in, if you have a question or a comment. And looking in your book here, chapter 13 you've got is Steps to Stay Free and Full of Life. And, and you know, it
Well, getting free is one thing.
Sure.
Staying free is another.
Yes.
And, of course, we teach those steps for staying free, and we'll give them a handout that has these steps on it. But they're not, for the most part, surprising steps. They basically have to do with plugging into Jesus and staying there. You'll never stay free shy of Jesus. No surprise.
Yeah, amen.
But how do you plug into Jesus? Well, you would read the Word. You'd want to feed your spirit man the Word.
Yes.
You'd want to pray, even on a daily basis. You'd want to have worship. And then, especially important, is have Christian fellowship. For people coming out of drugs or alcohol, it's time they change who they're running with.
Yes, absolutely.
I often think back, I still remember my mom telling me, you'll tend to become like who you run with.
Okay.
That still holds today, does it?
It does. It does.
That's very true.
Yep.
And if you're running with a drug crowd, you better change your crowd.
Yeah.
Or you're going to be right back in the same situation after ministry.
Amen.
And, of course, another step is keeping the doors closed. These 15 doors we take people through the door closing prayer deals with all of those. They wouldn't all apply to any one person typically, but we take everyone through the same door since some of them will apply.
Right.
And
well,
then another... Go ahead.
Well, I see the phone ringing. I hate to interrupt you, but we'll take a caller. Hey, good evening. Welcome to the Hope is Alive program.
Hello. Is he praying for deliverance for people?
I guess we sure could do that tonight, Mr. Cox. Where are you calling from, ma'am?
Well, I'm calling from Michigan, and I had faith a lot before, and then some bad things happened, and doubt and unbelief seeped in, I guess you might say, because I didn't even realize it. But what happened, there was a lot of things that happened, and so I probably didn't pray with faith as much, and maybe even I stopped praying as much as I was because, you know, I saw bad things happen. I mean, a lot of bad things happened, and, you know, I was betrayed, and my grandkids were hurt, and I prayed and prayed and prayed, and I thought in a relationship of, about 20 years, my daughter, maybe more, maybe going on 30 or, well, anyway, 25 years that I have not had a relationship with my daughter, and she's abused her children. So I prayed and prayed and prayed, and nothing really seemed to be happening in the spirit, and I think I started, you know, with doubt, and then when people would pray and everything, my faith wasn't there, and I didn't really realize this till about 2 weeks ago, and I started repenting for unbelief and for grieving the Holy Spirit, and I right away I started coughing, and I felt I was getting some deliverance. And then I thought, wow, you know, I didn't even know that I had grieved the Holy Spirit. But I think through doubt and unbelief, that just came in because I didn't mm-hmm. see anything happen, you know, from the praying and fasting that I did 10, 15 years ago. So anyway,
yeah.
that's the problem.
Are you online there at your house?
No, I don't go on computers since Snowden informed the whole country. We were being watched
okay.
and listened to by the government. I don't do that.
Okay. Well, I'll be glad to. Let me give you our office number, and if you want to call tomorrow afternoon, I'd be glad to send you the book here, Doing the Supernatural Works of Jesus. Mr. Cox, would you think that'd be a good place to start?
Well, yes, and
well, I've also prayed for people myself, and they've been delivered. I mean, the Lord has used me in that way. So, I mean, I've read and studied deliverance for 20 years. I was married to a pastor who,
and people do get can do self deliverance. And so that is one approach you can take. Being up there in Michigan, there probably isn't anyone around close that you could actually sit down with. We spend 4 to 5 hours with a person, taking him through ministry. Most people, don't have any knowledge of it at all. In your case, you do have some background in it. But,
well, yes, I did call a church in Ann Arbor, Shekinah Glory, and they said they charged $1,000 per person for a weekend to get deliverance. And that about shocked me. I really couldn't believe when God said, freely it's been given, freely give.
Yes.
And then they're charging $1,000 a person to get deliverance.
We don't charge deliverance ministry.
I mean, it's hard to find in Michigan someone. I've talked to people from Alabama that were willing to come up here.
Right.
Uh-huh. Yeah. Well, that would be a start. And the main thing I would suggest to you in the book is the door closing prayer. It's taken me 38 years to tweak into its present condition, and it does a really good job of breaking the legal rights that evil spirits might have to be there to torment, and to go through that door-closing prayer that's in the book, and then come against the spirits that you think are there. There's also a list that we hand out to people. We call it the problem list, basic problems that often turn out to be the names of evil spirits. And you could go through that and likely figure out the spirits that may be tormenting you, and approach it that way. So that'd be great if Richard could send you.
So we'll do that, ma'am. Let me give you our office number. It's not the call in number, but it's a different number. And tomorrow after lunch would be a good time to call.
Okay.
It's the same area code, 307, and then it's the office number, 742-7582.
7582. What's the name of the book?
It's Doing the Supernatural Works of Jesus, and it's by Mr. Everett Cox.
Okay.
And so, yeah, give me a call. My name is Richard. Give me a call tomorrow afternoon, and I've got to run down to the church in the morning, so I'll be out of the office in the morning, but I'll be back after lunch. And give me a call, and I'll get a book out to you.
Thank you, Richard. I'll talk to you tomorrow.
Okay. Thank you.
God bless.
God bless.
Bye-bye.
God bless you. Bye-bye.
And Mr. Cox, we have another caller. Hey, good evening. Welcome to the Hope is Alive program.
Good evening.
Well, good evening. Welcome to the program.
Hello. Yeah, I wasn't sure. I've never done this before, so I wasn't sure how it worked. Sorry. My name is Patricia, and I've been to Everett
Cox Patricia.
Ministries for about 3.5 years.
All right. Well, Mr. Cox is on the line with you, so good evening.
Good evening.
Yes. Hi, Patricia. Thanks for
calling.
Hello,
Everett.
In. Yeah. Well, I'm so glad you called, and I had talked to Patricia earlier suggesting that maybe she could share how she learned about deliverance and the practicality of it, of how it can help especially Christians, and also some experiences you've had, Patricia. So why don't you go ahead and share with us?
Well, there was a friend I met at church. She mentioned that about this ministry is so amazing. People get set free and they get healed, and she's heard so much about it, she'd like to go. And I said, well, what is it called? Well, it's called Deliverance Ministries by Everett Cox. I said, well, let's go. So I went, and thought it was quite interesting. At that night when they did the teaching, you weren't teaching, Linda's husband was, and it was extremely interesting what he had shared. And then I sat with a lady and did ministry, and then we went home. And it was a year later, for some reason, we would have thought I'd went back for more, but the Lord knows. Anyway, a year later, I ran across an old friend I hadn't seen in a long time, and she was having a lot of panic, anxiety, paranoia problems, severe. And instantly, Holy Spirit brought it back to my memory about your ministry. And I thought, oh, yeah, hey, I know somebody that can help you, a ministry. So I brought her and sat with her with while you taught, and I learned a lot more. And I went through the problem list, and this is where it really began for me. I realized, oh, my, I think I need help. And not realizing, I mean, you know, as a Christian for years, I've been born again since I was 16. I'm now 47. And I had no idea. You know, it's the churches I've been to all my life, most of my, you know, from 16 to 47, I was never taught what you teach at the ministry and how that we could be set free from a lot of stuff that I was dealing with. I had no idea. I thought it was just life and that's the way it was and, you know, just deal with it. Pray through, sister, you know. And I realized that I could get help. And so you set me up with a minister. But I thought it was interesting. While we went through the door-closing prayer, I could not keep from yawning when we got to the generational curses part. Very interesting. We would pray and at the door closing prayer, pray different things, and then when we got to the generational part, I could not keep from yawning. You know, demons were leaving. I had no idea what that was at the time. And then you set me up with a minister. We went through ministry, and she encouraged me to come and be a minister, and it was so interesting to me that I'd never heard of this before. All the years I'd been in church, I'd never heard of it. And now I've learned so much in my first 3 months into the ministry, learning how to recognize demonic attacks, how they mess with you in your life, and you don't have to put up with stuff. I personally, after 3 months of learning how to recognize how demons work, I delivered myself at home of the demon of doubt and condemnation. It was a very big stronghold, a very large stronghold in my life, and I felt them leave. When I recognized them through I was just in prayer time and Holy Spirit showed me, helped me to recognize these demons. And I thought, oh my, you know, I know what to do now. And I commanded them to leave and I felt them leave my body. And I've never been the same since. It's been an incredible journey.
Praise God. You saw a difference. Yeah.
Huge difference in my life. And now I can help others. You know, and it's just an ongoing thing. It's not a one-time thing. You have to continually, you know, ask the Lord to forgive you. If, you know, life happens, and it's an amazing transformation when you can recognize you don't have to put up with things. And when things do come along, you know what to do with it.
Yes. I was just going through the steps on how to stay free, and a caller called in just before you did, but we were going through those, and of course, as you mentioned, it's an ongoing thing, and it isn't unusual to have some spirits make a run back at the house over time. And as the scriptures say, to submit ourselves to God and then resist the devil, and he'll flee. And a lot of Christians don't know to resist anything. They haven't even figured out what's going on, you know. And I was that way, too, up to, you know, age 44. So, praise God, somebody shared with us, Patricia. We could have missed all this pretty easy, couldn't we?
Yes. It's not hard at all. There's times, you know, everybody, life happens, and you run across things that get irritating. And I have since these 3.5 years have passed, I've had Linda take me through ministry. I noticed you had mentioned before, find out what demon's bugging you. It helps if you get a name, like a demon of condemnation, of course. I was having a lot of problems with 12 different things that were bugging me a few months ago. And I wrote them down. I could specifically pick them out. I could sense it's demons are a feeling, I've learned, a feeling, an emotion, something that if it's negative, and you know it's not you, but it's constantly pushing you. That was what was happening to me. So I'd write them down. I thought, there is something going on. I've opened a door somewhere. Life has happened, obviously. So I had Linda minister to me. And to know if it was a demon in me or outside of me, she did something very unique. She went one at a time, all the ones I had wrote down, she picked one at a time and slowly, one at a time, commanded them to leave after I repented of agreeing with them, or in other words, acting out. You know, they'd push and poke me, trying to get me to react, and I would agree with that and react. So I had to repent of doing that, acting out, you know, certain attitudes or ugly things, whatever.
Mm-hmm.
And so she went one at a time,
yeah,
and commanded them to leave, and I yawned, the biggest yawn ever, on every single one of them. When she would command, at the moment she would command them to leave, my body would react, and they would come out. And for me, when demons left, it was always up my mouth, because that's what always gets me in trouble. That'd be what I would say. Some people, I've noticed demons leave out their head. A particular case, demons left a woman's elbow and her ears. She could feel them leaving. And in her case, I asked her, why do you think that is? Did you have any trauma in those areas? And she remembered, yes, I had abuse, and I was protecting myself with my elbows at one time. And then a particular person in her family would hit them, the person upside the head, always in the ears. And when the trauma's in a particular part of the body, that opens up a doorway in that particular part of the body, and the demons come in. When a trauma or anger or a car accident, fear. And so mine left out
mm-hmm.
my mouth.
Mm-hmm. Pretty
so
common.
So it's interesting. Anyway, yeah, experiences are unique.
Yeah. Well, you became a team leader, and how long have you been a team leader now, Patricia?
July will be 4 years.
Okay. Praise God. And you've had a lot of interesting experiences, as we all do, in different cases. One thing we often talk among ourselves, how every case we have is different than the last one. And you've probably seen that as well.
Yes.
Can you think of some that you might share a little more about that you've seen that were pretty exciting?
Oh, yes, yes. There are a lot of rewarding instances. One case, for instance, this person had been to a counselor for a long time, and the counselor, the person was still having problems, and the counselor said, I'm sorry, I've done all I can to help you. How about you go to this ministry? And the counselor sent this person to our ministry, and I happened to get the person. I always ask the person in the beginning, how did you find out about us? And the person told me they were sent by their counselor to us because they needed deeper ministry. So we went through the ministry. I did the head demon technique, commanded the demon to come up, and sure enough, it did instantly without a struggle. And every demon's different, strange. The demon acts like the person. That's what a familiar spirit is, I've learned. And this demon was not aggressive. You know, like in the movies, you got this wild thing you think is going on. You think that they'll act like in the movies. But I found that be not so. Most cases, it's not like that at all. The demon was very calm,
right,
just like the person's personality, very intelligent, talking, just like the person. And you got to be, when you do this enough, you realize the difference between the demon and the person. But at the end of the ministry, after we went through everything, I asked the demon, is there any doors that are open left open? The demon said yes. And I thought we'd thoroughly covered everything. So I said, well, what's going on? What is it? And the demon gave me three names. I brought the person back up. They told me just a very small amount of information about the three people. I asked, would you forgive them and let it go? Yes, I'd be glad to. Person did, brought the demon back up. And the demon said there was no more rights that they had to be in this person. Everything was clear, basically. And this person had had a car accident, had problems with their back because of it, and their leg. So they needed a creative miracle in their back and their leg. Then they had rheumatoid arthritis, stomach issues, headaches, carpal tunnel, tons of stuff wrong with their body. It was incredible. And I had asked the demons, when you leave, what will leave their body? What disease will, what will stop hurting them when you leave the body? And the demon said, rheumatoid arthritis. And that's it. I'm like, oh, great. So what about the rest of it? And I'd asked the Lord during the time of ministry, Holy Spirit told me that he was going to heal his leg during when the ministry would be over, and I was excited about that. And I still was wondering about the rest of it. But by the end of the ministry, we prayed, and he got up and started walking perfectly normal. Not a thing wrong with him, and I asked about everything else. Everything had left, and that was the most amazing. He was so excited and so joyful. I mean, just incredible shock on his face, what the Lord had done for him, just because he forgave. And then other two ministries, yeah. These people had eye issues, seeing problems, and when the demons left, they could see perfectly, and at both times, mm-hmm. demons were causing the eye issues. And just so much more pain, different pain issues. A person forgave.
Oh, yes.
After years of unforgiveness, they realized they hadn't forgiven them. When they did, their pain left.
That is the biggest of the doors, the unforgiveness. Yeah, we deal in it constantly. Most everybody that comes in has their share of unforgiveness that they need to release. Is that what you've seen?
Yes, yes. Most everything's tied to unforgiveness or fear.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, fear is probably the most common of the spirits. And, you know, Jesus cast a spirit of infirmity out in Luke 13. And again, he told us to do his works in his name. And so, obviously, infirmity spirits are around as well. And we run into them constantly. And as we see a lot of physical healing besides emotional healing. The physical healing take place as we go through this process of deliverance. And it's an amazing thing. We do a limb check. You do that a lot, don't you? Have you seen any neat cases there on the limb check?
The limb check, you're better than I am. It seemed like you run into more cases of one leg shorter than the other or one arm. I've rarely run into that. Just once, I remember once, the lady's leg was shorter, and it came out. But I don't have that many, like you. I'm not as, for some reason, don't run into that a lot. It's mostly physical pain.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I even had a college football player, last week. And much to my amazement, he had his right leg was 3/4 of an inch short. Almost an inch. And
wow.
He'd had some trauma, though, physical trauma, that he'd experienced in practice, and apparently knocked him out of adjustment. You know how people have to go to the chiropractor for adjustment a lot. Well, our Jesus is the master chiropractor.
Amen.
And he
Amen.
Will adjust while we watch. And I've seen hundreds and probably thousands over these 38 years of short legs and arms adjust and people get healed.
Well, Mr. Cox, we are out of time. That hour just blew right by. Sure appreciate you calling in, and thanks
You're
for
welcome.
Everything. And again, we have the book, Doing
thanks
the Supernatural
for sure.
Works of Jesus, and deliveranceusa.com. Is that right?
Yes, that's correct.
DeliveranceUSA.com. So we encourage you to go there. Thanks so much, and God bless. Thanks for tuning in.
Sometimes the world seems like a hopeless place. A perfect picture. Hopeless case.
it seems like every breath of hope has died.